You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
And also want to welcome back to the studio. We have Stephanie Theobald and Pam Schroeder, both from Keller Williams in St. Charles. Some really high producers sharing your knowledge on how people can sell their homes faster, how buyers can really take advantage of this market. So is there a hole in the market right now? Is there something that you'd like, or are there opportunities for people out there right now?
Absolutely. I'd say if anyone wants to sell in that price range under 175, it's a hot market. There's not enough sellable inventory out there.
Okay, so there really are not enough people that are listing their homes right now.
Exactly. I like to see the sellers get into the game right now. Some of them have been sitting around, you know, and now is the time to get out there. Like Stephanie said, there is a shortage of inventory in certain price ranges. We have, with the interest rate getting, you know, people have the fear of the interest rate adjusting. Your first-time home buyers, that price range in the 150s, we don't have enough of that at all. We have, and kind of like I was saying, we put a house on the market, sold in 3 hours on the MLS.
That's
because there's
amazing.
That many buyers
three
and agents.
Hours.
Right, they're watching those price ranges. Right. So that 150s to 170s, if you're, you know, priced right and you're looking good, you're not going to be on the market. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about selling, this is the time. I mean, the seller needs to stop waiting.
Right.
Okay, so if you've been in your house and you've considered selling in the last few years, you really need to consider taking action right now. Pick up the phone and actually get in touch with one of these ladies and let them talk to you about your situation. Because if you're going to sell and you've been putting it off, figure out why you're putting it off. Okay, is it because your house needs a little bit of work? Well, ladies, what are some of the reasons why people have been holding off on listing? I mean, why would there be a shortage of inventory?
I think they're still listening to some maybe negative media, or maybe they tried to sell last year and they got very discouraged. What I'm finding, because we're having a lot of success with expired listings from last year, they were either priced wrong, they weren't staged. You have to be staged. You have to, like we said before, price war and beauty contest is look at your house through the eyes of a buyer, not through you living there, I think is a lot of it. And I think they got discouraged.
That's difficult to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you say the house has to be staged, do you think it needs to be professionally staged? Or does it, when you say staged, does it just mean that they really has to be positioned well, like the furniture, the, you know, getting their personal things out of there?
Well, it depends on, again, the price range, their decor, staging in some areas. You know, like when we go to a listing, we want to advise them, we want to counsel them on what to do. Depends on their, the pennies that they have. I mean, it could mean just simply removing some of their things out, stage
the cat litter box in
the
kitchen.
Decluttering, removing some items or replacing, transitioning furniture in a different location, pulling it out of one room, putting it in another, making sure, you know, that it, the house the flows well, that they have too many pictures on the wall. There's some various things that it can depend. I mean, if it's a house that you can bring in a professional, there's certain price ranges. I do think that might be the best option.
What give an example of a price range where that could apply?
Well, again, it's just going to depend, but like probably in your 300,000s, you know, if it's just vacant and there's just no
furniture.
Wow whatsoever, you're going to need to bring wow in there. But again, it kind of caution to say that because even in some of your lower ones, if it's just a vacant, bland home, you're going to need to bring some kind of a little bit of wow to it.
Right.
Yeah. And something, if I could add to that, is, you know, Pam and I both do. We'll come in and consult with you and give you the ideas. But we also have a vendor list that we can say, here's a handyman. You need to do this. Here's a plumber. Here's the painter. Here's this. We want to be the person to give you that $1 million Rolodex so we can help you get the work done that you need or give you little cost-saving ways that you can get it done.
I'll say if I was listing my house, that's not my forte. Like knowing how to position the furniture and stuff to be able to sell, I would need the advice of somebody. Now, Tammy would be a lot better at it than me, but let's just assume if it was only me, I would really need somebody to give that advice because it's not something that comes naturally. And I imagine there are a lot of sellers that are in that same situation. So if you're in that situation, call an agent that really can work on your behalf and don't take it personally if they want you to move some stuff around. I mean, do you guys ever see anybody take it personally when you give them advice on the awkward family photos off the wall?
Well, you can, but I always tell people you live in your house one way, you're going to sell your house another way. You know, you are going
to
become a product on the market. And so, you know, it's something that you can't take personal, and you know, kind of position them to look and see, like, when they go look at their next home, what do they want to see and what don't they want to see in that next house.
That's a good point.
Right,
again,
right.
When you want to try to stand out from your competition, mm-hmm. there's some certain things you have to do.
Right. I always tell them that their house, once their house hits the market, it's become a commodity. Mm-hmm. They have to stop thinking of it as theirs. You know, sure. Think of it as a commodity.
Right. Because people have to be able to picture themselves in it. Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Pam Schroeder and Stephanie Theobald from Keller Williams in St. Charles. Let's talk pricing for a minute, because if somebody wants to sell their house, what is some of the best advice you can give on pricing?
I would say price it in the market, or like you said earlier,
just a compelling price. What you want to do is you obviously look at the comps. A house is worth what a seller's willing to sell, what a buyer's willing to pay for it.
Right.
More importantly, what a bank's willing to loan on it. So you got to stay within those realms of that. You know, our job is to advise and counsel them. It is their home. Sometimes sellers think that, you know, we all think our houses and well, anything that we own is worth more.
Right.
But just get educated in that. Listen to your agent, the ones who are out there doing, you know, selling homes. So you look at the competition on the motivation. You don't want to just line up with your competition. You want to be that compelling price. You want to look better. You want to be priced just a little better. It's not a market to say, I need to have all this negotiation room in it. I need to raise the price because, oh, everybody's going to ask me off. Well, yeah, everybody does want to try and get a deal, but the closer you are to true value of your house, the less you're going to have to negotiate the price down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
But, yeah, especially if there's a shortage of inventory and there are Correct. Buyers out there waiting for a house to come
well,
on the market.
Well, then you get multiple offers, which, you know, Stephanie and I were just talking about, that there's several houses that is what's happening.
When, Pam, you mentioned compelling price. What's the difference between a compelling price versus a competitive price?
Well, a competitive price to me is when you're looking at your competition, you're going, okay, they're asking that, so I am, or I'm going to go here
Got
and
it.
You're trying
yeah.
to compare that. Well, you need, you know, you're going to look better and you're going to price yourself even better. It's a compelling price.
Okay.
You're saying, I am in the market to sell my home. I'm not in the market to have somebody look and whatever. I'm in the market to sell.
And adding to that, when she says a compelling price, a lot of times when you're at the compelling price, you're going to do like she just did, sell the home in three hours
right.
or you're going to get
right.
multiple offers.
Right.
And we're finding that is when you're priced, like she said, compelled to price, you know, you're going to sell.
When people price too high, don't they then start to chase the market down? Whereas the days on market are really high and they start doing price reductions, they've missed that big wave of new buyers from a new listing.
Well, they absolutely have. And the thing is that sellers have the right to price whatever they want. Agents are there to advise and counsel because that's what we do. And a lot of times when a seller takes the road with their choice, then they get upset that you know, it doesn't sell, but then they end up being at the price that the realtor suggested in the first place. Mm-hmm. So they did lose all that time on the market. They lost potential buyers. The buyers bought the compelling prices down the street. Because they, you know, sat there and wasted mm-hmm. that time. So.
Okay, so what advice would you give to a seller that's sort of interested in selling? They're like, okay, I'd sell if I can get the right price for my house, but they're not necessarily that motivated of a seller. Do you see many people that want to just put their house in the market just to test it and see what people, just to kind of ping the market?
I mean, you see that, but what we try and counsel them is say, well, why would you put you and your family through this? Why would you want to keep it clean every single day if you're not really motivated to sell? So we want to be honest with them. And we also want to get them, you know, with a lender to counsel them on, does it make sense for them to move and is it the right decision? We're going to be honest with them. If they have to bring money to the table, are they ready to do that? Or is it better for them to wait? We don't want to just stick our sign in the ground to just have them sit and be unhappy. We want the best decision for them.
Right. So when you say bring money to the table, so if they owe more on their house than what it's worth, you know, it's called a short sale. Still running across that?
I've been running across it less. That is still out there. Some people, like we were talking about the people last year, it's time to revisit and kind of see where they're at, see if they've had any improvement in the sales in their area, in their home. We do like to, I find it less than we did last year, but they are still out there.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And I think the thing to realize is everyone wanted the short sale, wanted the foreclosure. And what we try and caution people is just because it says short sale or says foreclosure doesn't necessarily mean it's a great deal. there's right. actually resale homes that are probably a better deal than that short sale foreclosure, but everyone got so caught up in it thinking they're getting an awesome deal. They're not. So that's why it's really good to get with your listing agent and your buyer's agent to make sure that, you know, does it make sense?
And analyzing it to make sure, I mean, as an example, Tammy and I bought a foreclosure last year. It was a fantastic deal, but it needs, we'll probably have $70,000 in work we'll put into it. Okay, well, that's $70,000 that we have to use as cash out of our pocket versus if you bought a house where somebody had already done the work, then you can borrow a lot of it. You don't have mm-hmm. to have your down payment plus all that cash. So when people want to buy a foreclosure, they definitely need to have that extra cash at hand to be able to do all those repairs. Otherwise, they can have a major liquidity crunch. Ladies, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions that I'd love to go a little bit deeper with this on some advice you can give to young home buyers. I want to pick your brain on that, on some of the differences in advice you give between a single woman or a single man, and how does that affect the market? You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.